माधव कुंज बिहारी। राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन छारी। यमुना तीरावन छारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन छारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद इज्वेंग्रे सेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद दिवेंग्रे शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति निष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 12 entitled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead. Text 1. Maitreya Uvacha. Dhruvam Nivrittam Pradibhutya Vaishasat. Apedamanyam Bhagavan Dhaneshwara. Tatragadascharanayakshakinnarai. Samstuvyamano Niyadyat Krutanchalim. Dhruvam Nivrittam Pradibhutya Vaishasat. Apedamanyam Bhagavan Dhaneshwara. Tatragadascharanayakshakinnarai. Samstuyamano Nyavadat Krutanjalim. Dhruvam Nivrittam Pradibhutya Vaishasat. Apedamanyam Bhagavan Dhaneshwara. Tatragadascharanayakshakinnarai. Tamstuyamano Nyavadat Krutanjali. Mother Jesus. Apetamanyam Bhagavan Dhaneshwara. Tatragadascharanayakshakinnarai. Stamstu Yamano Nyavadat Kritanchali. Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, Dhruvam, Dhruva Maharaj, Nivrittam, ceased, Pradibhutya, having learned Vaishasat from killing, Apeta, subsidized, Manyum, anger, Bhagavan, Kuvera, Dhana Ishwara, master of the treasury, Tatra, there, Agata, appeared, Charana, by the Charanas, Yaksha, Yakshas, Kinnarai, and by the Kinnaras. Samstuyamana, being worshipped. Nyavadat, spoke. Kridanjalim, to Dhruva with folded hands. Translation and purport by His Doing Grace, Yasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Maitreya said, my dear Vidura, Dhruva Maharaj's anger subsided and he completely ceased killing yakshas. When Kuvera, the most blessed master of the treasury, learned this news, he appeared before Dhruva. While being worshipped by yakshas, kinnaras and charanas, he spoke to Dhruva Maharaj, who stood before him with folded hands. So there is no purport to this verse, so we will be reading next to two verses also. Dhanada uvacha, bhobo kshatriya dayata, pratishtha. Paritushtosmite anakha यं त्वां पितामहस् महादशेत् वैर्यं दुस्त्यज्यम् अत्यज. ट्रांसलेशन: द मास्टर् आफ् द ट्रेषरी कुबेर सेड्, ओ सिन्लेस् सन् आफ् ए क्षत्रिय, ऐ एम् वेरि ग्लाड् टु नो दट् अण्डर् द इन्स्ट्रक्षन् आफ् युवर् ग्राण्ड् फादर् यु हव् गिवन् अप् युवर् एनिमिटि, आल्दो इट् ईस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् टु अवाय्ड्. ऐ एम् वेरि प्लीस्ड् वित् यु. टेक्स्ट् 3: न भवान् अवाधीत् यक्षान्, न यक्षभ्रातारं तव, काल एव हि भूताना प्रभुरप्याय भावयो. ट्रान्स्लेशन्: आक्चुलि यु हव् नाट् किल्ड् द यक्षास्, नोर् हव् दे किल्ड् युवर् ब्रदर्. फार् द अल्टिमेट् कास् आफ् जनरेशन् अण्ड् अनिहिलेशन् ईस् द एटर्नल् टैम् फ्यूचर् आफ़् द सुप्रीम् लार्ड्. पर्पट्: वेन् द मास्टर् आफ़् द ट्रेषरी अड्रेस्ड् हिम् अस् सिन्लेस्, ध्रुव महाराज् कन्सिडर्ड् हिम्सेल्फ् रेस्पान्सिबल् फार् किल्लिङ्ग् सो मेनि यक्षास्, वन् मैट् हव् थाट् हिम्सेल्फ् अदर्वैस्. कुबेर हौवर् अश्वर्ड् हिम् दट् फ्याक्चुलि हि हेड् नाट् किल्ड् एनि आफ़् द यक्षास्, देर् फोर् हि वास् नाट् अट् आल् सिन्फुल्. हि डिड् हिस् ड्यूटि अस् ए किङ्ग् as it is ordered by the laws of nature. Nor should you think that your brother was killed by the Yakshas, said Kuvera. He died or was killed in due course of time by the laws of nature. Eternal time, one of the features of the Lord, is ultimately responsible for annihilation and generation. You are not responsible for such actions. ओम् अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता मह्यं ददाति सुपतान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते. तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गिराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी, वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो विष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणीप्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे. जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. उसको थोड़ा निकल. Hare Krishna. So we are starting with a new chapter. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. So in this chapter, so when you are coming across Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes, especially once one devotee was sharing that Srimad Bhagavatam, most of the narrations are about kings. Very less narrations about sages, if you see, or sannyasis or sadhus per se. Like, most of the things, examples or the discussions are about those who are doing some active contribution to the society or leaders of the society, not somebody renounced and in staying in some forest or something like that. So it says that, then he was connecting that Srimad Bhagavatam is actually, you know, give insight, not some, you know, lofty ideas, but how people actually practically implemented those principles. from their day-to-day life. Here also we can see that, you know, we all, as practicing sadhakas, we all come across that situation that where sometimes we have to take a decision, means. And if you see, most of the pastimes also is about how one take a decision in their life. Because every moment we have a choice. And then how do we take, you know, which direction we want to go? You have always at least a minimum of two choices. Somebody may have multiple, that is. At least minimum two choices are available for a person. And so, we all stumble across this problem that, you know, which path to follow or whose decision we have to take. In the next canto, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a wonderful narration of Priyavrata Maharaj. And that is again a typical case for us. Two authorities giving simultaneous, means practically diametrically opposite instructions. Narada Muni is telling him, okay, you continue in the path of renounced order. Brahmaji is coming and telling him, no. Swayambhu Muni, again the Swayambhu Muni also coming there and is telling, no, you better take rulership of the kingdom. So we, means from different perspective, both are correct. So then once a devotee was sharing in his class that, you know, you will always be faced with such situations where you have an opportunity to enhance your personal, spiritual life and enhancement of the something which is enhancing the mission. Mission means there is a higher purpose or somebody above you have a plan. You know, maybe your spiritual master or your Paramparam Guru, they have a plan which we need to execute. So most of us, at least personally, I came across many times such a decision. You know, we have to take a decision where to take. You know, we have to take one of the two, which will be suitable for me or something which enhances the mission of Guru. So we can see Priyavrata Maharaj's decision was obvious. You know, he sacrificed his personal ambitions or comfort there and he took the missionary part. So that's why he is there in the Bhagavatam. You know. Similarly, in Dhruva Maharaj's case also we can see that, you know, he has been told to forgive. And I don't think we need any introduction how to forgive means all of us come across on a day-to-day basis how difficult it is to forgive someone. Means, because we all are coming with certain type of karmic baggage, which is a reality and which actually molds our swabhava or nature. But then another side is a surrender, spirituality. So where do you, and that spirituality, how do you compensate? Because always we have this doubt, you know, means my nature is like that. How do you come out of it? Means it doesn't support us to practice. So most of the time the issue is the attitude. You may have a nature, but you can overcome to a certain degree by changing our perspective in the way we look at things. Attitude is completely with us. Means you don't need any other support, external support for that. Means it's completely 100% in our control. How do we look at the things? Means so here Dhruva Maharaj is showing that he has been asked to forgive. For a Kshatriya to forgive is very difficult. In last class we have discussed, you know, how it is difficult for him. You know, he was so overwhelmed with the anger that when Suriji was telling him to get out of the way, means. So he was so overwhelmed or overpowered by the anger. But here we can see that when Swayambhu Manu is advising him to forgive, he is ready to forgive that immediately. So how does a devotee comes to that stage? So in the section, this Kubera is telling that everything happens by the will of the Lord or the time factor. And in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also we can see that You know, you are not spared just because you are practicing devotional service. You are not spared from the problems or disturbance of this material world. Bhishma gives the example of Pandavas only. Means, Yatra Dharma Sudho Rajan Gada Pani Vrikodara Krishnotri Gandivam Chavam Sukrut Krishno Vivatsata. Otherwise, how can, you know, is Dharmaraj, is the son of Dharma, and Bhima is very powerful, like, you know, it has a strength of tens and thousands of elephants. And Arjuna with Gandiva is there. And over and above, Krishna personally being with them. Sarvam kalagridam manni. Then he says that Sarvam kalagridam manni. You know, Vayoriva ghanavali means everything is acted upon by the power of time. But for us, it is easy to speak, you know, but act in that is very difficult. Because we are all under, means, the modes of different things in this material. As long as we are in this material world, we are being overpowered by the modes of this material world, nature. So in Bhagavad Gita, if you read, throughout the Gita, we can see that very often he speaks about these modes and the need to come above these modes. So when a person is situated in a Shuddha Sattva, you know, when he overcomes this, the clutches of these modes, then only he can think properly and take such a decision. Whenever we are being asked to do something, you know, like forgive. And in the next chapter, next section, we can see the Pridhu Maharaj. He also been asked to, you forget it, you forgive him. Very difficult for us to accept it. Actually, Gauram Prabhu, in one of our Brahmacharya retreats, he was saying that, you know, actually in fourth canto, it starts with the devotional service, examples of devotional service in three modes. It starts with Daksha, fourth canto. The devotion in passion, sorry, ignorance, Dhruva Maharaj in passion, and Pridhu in mode of goodness. So we will see today, means, you know, how we can also, means, how do we come out of these clutches of the modes of nature, means. So Krishna elaborately describes this in Gita, and especially in the 14th chapter of Gita. So by understanding it, so Krishna start the 14th chapter with Dalidam, Jnanam. Param bhoya pravakshyami jnananam jnanam uttamam, means. Again, I am going to tell you about jnananam jnanam uttamam, means. Yajnata munya sarve param siddhim matogata. Then he is sargobi navajayende pralyobna vavastate. Once you understand this, sargobi navajayende, when the creation is there, you are not going to take birth again. And pralaye na vyatantini, means you are not going to get destructed during the pralaya also. Means that is the beauty. Once we understand, when you overcome these modes of the nature, means like, and in the very beginning, in the second chapter itself, he says, "Stri gunne vishya veda nistri gunyo bhavarjuna nirdando nitya sattvasto niryoga kshema atmavan." And of course, in the Uddhava Gita also, the same things are been in. After explaining the Sankhya Yoga chapter, Krishna comes to again explain three modes, somewhat in a different way, you know, how does it appear in this world? But he is speaking about that and how to overcome it, again he speaks over there. So it is very important for us to understand these principles, you know, at least to understand, okay, in what mode we are acting. So for that we need some understanding what the modes are, how does it behaves. So in 13th chapter, Krishna says, while explaining, you know, Kshetra Kshetrajna, in that, Purusha prakritistohi bhungde prakritijan gunan karanam guna sankasya sat asat yonishu yoni janmasu. So karanam guna sankasya, why the what is the reason of taking birth in different yonis? We are repeatedly taking the births, means karanam guna sankasya. There is only one reason, because of the association with the modes of nature, means. And in one of the classes, Prabhupada explains that there are so many millions of, like 8.4 million species of life. जलजानवलक्षाणि स्थावर लक्षविंशति मीन्स लाइक देर आर 9 लाख स्पीशीज ऑफ लाइफ इन द वाटर एक्वाटिक्स स्थावर स्थावर मीन्स प्लांट्स एंड अदर इमोवेबल लाइफ स्पीशीज इज अनदर 20 लाख्स देन क्रिमयो त्रिंश नहीं रुद्र मीन्स 11 लाख्स एंड देन पक्षीणां दशलक्षणं मीन्स 10 लाख्स ऑफ पक्षीज देन पशवः त्रिंशलक्षणं मीन्स 30 लाख्स मीन्स 3 मिलियन्स ऑफ एनिमल्स एंड मानव लाइक यू नो 4 लाख्स ऑफ ह्यूमन बीस एंड प्रभुपाद सेज दैट दिस डिफरेंट स्पीशीज इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी दैट ऑल द स्पीशीज आर अवेलेबल इन दिस स्पेसिफिक मटीरियल वर्ल्ड हियर इट्सेल्फ इट इज स्प्रेड आउट ऑल ओवर द क्रिएशन and even the latest scientific studies they can only find up to 1.3 million species of life whereas Bhagavatam this is Padma Puran says about 8.4 million species of life so we are going up and down in this cycle of this different species of life because just because we are not able to overcome the power of these gunas and Krishna speaks very clearly and maybe more emphatically in the 7th chapter that is very difficult to overcome this Devi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. So then in the 14th chapter, Krishna explains you know, what is the nature of these modes and how they act and how they bind us. And over and above that, how can we overcome these things? How to overcome the modes of the nature? So in 14th chapter, Krishna starts with like you know, Sattvam Rajastamayiti Guna Prakriti Sambhava Nibadhrandi Mahabaho Dehe Dehinam Avyayam. You know, the material nature consists of three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. When the eternal living entity comes in contact with the nature, O mighty armed Arjuna, he becomes conditioned by these modes. So it's very important is like Dehinam, Dehe Dehinam Avyayam. So Avyayam means indestructible. So Madhvacharya comments on that, you know, even though the modes, these gunas can bind us, but it cannot touch the soul. The original characteristic of the soul is intact, even though these modes are getting covered. You know, that is like very hopeful for us, means, okay, we can overcome. It is not that avyam also means it cannot be changed also, it cannot be mutated, means. In the second chapter, Krishna speaks, you know, one of the nature of the characteristic of the soul is it is avyayam. Means, you know. So it cannot be, even though modes, we are being affected by the modes, it cannot affect our internal constitutional position, means, as a pure soul. So it gives the hope that one day we can overcome it. Then he goes on speaking about what are the three modes. So, Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakasham anamayam. So then he says, Tatra sattvam. Okay, now we start with goodness. And goodness has nirmalatvat and prakasham anamayam. So three things he speaks about is nirmalatvam. Nirmalatvam means you know, soft or pure. So here the specific meaning is very pure. Pure means very transparent also. That sense is so. Prakashakam. Prakashakam means illuminating. Illuminating doesn't mean that no, the lights will come out of your body or something. Illumination means you can see things as they are. You can differentiate what it is. Like it illuminates. Prakashakam. Anamayam. Anamayam means purified. Means. Amayam means anamayam means it is purified. Like Sukha Sangena Bhatnadi Jnana Sangena Chanaka. So that is so many times we think that you know if you are in the mode of sattva, sattvagun, you know, it won't bind us. But Krishna very categorically says, Sukha Sangena Bhatnadi Jnana Sangena Cha. Means it binds us with two things. One is Sukha and second is Jnana. Means those who are in the mode of goodness, they are tend to be like a, you know, complacent or you know happy. I am happy, I am okay, and I know it. The knowledge. And then Acharyas explained that. So here comes, you know, too much of jnana also binds you. if you don't have the proper understanding why you have that, you know, why you are sourcing the jnana. Because too much of jnana means it again because of attachment. I know everything. I am like a couple of weeks back, Mahabharata was telling, I am omniscient. That is one of the feeling we have. Like, no, that is only Krishna is omniscient. But when we start getting this information, we feel as that original condition start coming out. I know everything. And I am comfortable. I don't need anything else. So that itself is binding in nature. So I am happy. I am very learned. You know. So this leads to actually a certain type of subtle pride. And also attachment. So attachments leads to attachment comes from the next mode of like in a mode like in the passion, the raga. Raga is attachment. So Krishna says, Rajo ragatmakam vithi. Trishna sanka samudbhavam tan nibadhnanti kaundaya karma sankena dekhina. So he says, means if you are too much attached, the passion comes. Rajo ragatmakam vithi means it comes from attachments. Second chapter also Krishna says about, you know, what is that? Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho vijayate. Means the whole series is there. Means so everything, dhyayado vishayan pumsan. When you have, so Vishnu Chakra Thakur explains that this raga, this rajo, is basically we are longing for Trishna. So the attachment, raga, leads to Trishna. Trishna is hankering. And then Sangha means, again, you know, having the possession of it. So attachment leads to Trishna. So when you have a desire to get something, you know that attachment develops, you would like to get it. You know, you are longing for it. So that is something for the future. You are longing for something, so I need in the future, that is Trishna. And Sangha means what you already have, you are too much attached to that. Means, so there are two things for the passion is longing for something in the future and something we are very possessive about, something which already you have. Niryoga kshema atmavan. Whereas a person who crossed these modes of nature is niryoga kshema atmavan. Means he doesn't care for what he has and also he doesn't care for what he doesn't have. Niryoga kshema atmavan. So basically, Rajaguna is characterized for this attraction for the unattained and attachment for the attained one. Right. Then comes Tama. Tamastu ajnanajam vithi mohanam sarva dekhinam pramadalasya nidrabhi tan nibadhnandi bharata. And we all very clearly know that Tamogun means is very binding. Okay, and where from where does the Tamogun comes? Ajnanajam. So it comes from the ignorance. So tama is produced from ajnana and thus produces opposite of knowledge, which is actually illusion. So it has three characteristics is pramada, alasya and nidra, which we are, last one is always very familiar, nidra means pramada, alasya, nidra. So pramada means madness or carelessness. So by which, you know, he cannot, because of that madness, he cannot understand or distinguish or discriminate between the things, means what is what. You know, we can see that when a person is drunk, means already off, means maddened by that intoxications, he cannot see what it is what. And we can also see many stories from the Shastra itself. When a person gets maddened by the lust, he can't discriminate, or krodha. So when a person gets maddened with a certain aspect of life, he cannot discriminate what is what. So that is actually against the sattva guna. So pramada is opposite of prakashakam, means like which illuminates and pramada covers everything. Okay. And alasya. Alasya is self-explanatory, is alasya, is laziness. And which is against? Rajoguna. In Rajoguna, you are very passionate, you want to do activity. So that action has been again checked by the alasya. So actually, this tamogun is in opposite to both the rajo and sattogun. And Nidra means it combines both. It's the faint, the consciousness itself is very fainted, means you are always half sleepy. Means that is the darkness, means completely cut off from everything. Darkness. So when you look at the three things, means sattva guna, the primary characteristic is nirmalatvat, means very transparent. You can see things as they are, means, you know, what is what. You know, you can discern things very easily. That is sattvagun. And rajogun. Rajo means one of the meaning in rajo in Sanskrit is like even coloring. You are painting. So in rajogun, you see through some type of a different glass. Means you are sometimes green, sometimes yellow. So our conditioning acts as a filter to see. That means you cannot see things as they are there. But you are seeing with a tinge of other attributes are there in that. But when it goes to tamogun, it is completely darkness. You don't see at all anything. So this is the way it binds us. Means. So a person in the mode of sattva, he feels I am satisfied, completely satisfied. That is one of the characters. He is always satisfied. And satisfied to such a degree that he can't, you know, even listen to the dictations, you know, means he is very difficult for him to follow the dictation of the super soul, Paramatma, because he always feels very comfortable. Yeah, okay, bas, Atma Ramascha. I will do at my own pace things, okay. But a passionate person or who are in Rajoguna, so he himself speaks so loudly that he can't hear anyone else's voice. It's very difficult for him to hear from anyone else. And a person in ignorance is too inert, you know, and he can't neither hear anyone again. You know. So then Krishna speaks, continues to speak about, you know, how the different modes, how you take birth and death and all those things he speaks. And then Arjuna stops at one particular point and he asks three questions. He asks about, you know, Kairlingais Trin Guna Netan, Atido Bhavadi Prabhu, Kim Achara Katam Chayetams Trin Guna Nativartate. So he asks about three questions. You know, Kairlingais, you know, Atido Bhavadi Prabhu means, like, you know, now what is the symptom? And then, Kim Achara, you know, what is the conduct of that person? Then, Katam Ativartate. How can I, like, you know, overcome this? So if you look at Gita, so from the very beginning itself, Krishna speaks about such people, means, like, you know, actually four cases where Krishna is speaking about such a person. First one was in the second chapter, it says Siddha Prajna. There also Arjuna has the same questions. Siddha Prajnasya Gabhasha Samadhistasya Keshava Siddhati Kim Prabhasheda Kim Asida Vrajeda Kim. You know, so how does he behave? How does he engage his senses? How does he control his senses? But one difference we can see here is, there he doesn't ask, how can I become a Siddha Prajna? But here he asks very clearly, Katam Ativartade, how can I cross over it? Means, how can I overcome the things? Again, in the sixth chapter, Krishna speaks about a person, Yoga Rutha. And then in 12th chapter, he speaks about what is the characteristics of a devotee. And here he speaks about who is a gunatita, one who is atita. Atita means beyond the modes of goodness. Okay. So he speaks about 3-4 verses is there. He gives the answers. And the first one is, he answers all these three questions. So very, you know, by mercy of the Arjuna, we are also able to know that how can we overcome these gunas, gunatita, how can we become atita of these gunas. The first question Krishna answers is, what is the symptoms? He says, prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava na dveshti sam pravrittani na nivrittani kankshati. So Acharya says that it is an internal quality. What is the difference between symptoms and conduct? Both are almost similar in nature. But Acharya says there is a subtle difference. The symptoms means that is an internal nature that only a person can know that. So here we speak about na dveshti, sampravrittani na nivrittani. Of what? Na dveshti means he doesn't get distracted or he doesn't get agitated when prakasham, pravrittim and moha. So prakasha is the quality of sattva, pravritti is the quality of raja, and moham. Moham means illusion. Illusion is the nature of tama. So by quoting prakasham cha pravrittim cha moham eva means it includes all the characteristics of all the modes of goods. So when whether the modes are acting or not acting, that person doesn't get distracted, means internally. He doesn't have any, dveshti means hatredness, something like that. So he doesn't get affected by that. So it is an internal thing. Nobody can know what happens to you when such modes acts upon you, means internally, whether you are comfortable or not. But the next set of things is external, what is the conduct? Kim achara? How does that person behaves? Or what is the conduct? Conduct is something external which is in the public. So he says, udasina vadasino guneir yona vichalyate guna vartanta iti evamyo vatishtadi nengate sama dukkha sukha sasta sama loshtramsa kanchana tulya priya priyodhiras tulya nindatma samsrutadihe manapamanayos tulya Stulya Mitrari Pakshayo Sarvaramba Parityagi Gunatita Sa Uchyate. So in these verses Krishna is speaking about the conduct. Means how does that person behaves in public? Udasinavat. So if you remember in the 9th chapter of Gita also Krishna speaks about the Udasinavat Asina. But there he speaks of this character as his own character. Udasinavat. But here speaks about the person who qualifies, means who overcomes the modes of nature, gunatita. So he is basically trying to say that when a person becomes gunatita, he also develops the qualities, he also starts exhibiting the qualities of the Lord in its minute particles. So last time when we were discussing this, Nandadulal Prabhu was given a comment, and he was saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Udasinavat means it is not that Krishna is very neutral. So Vat, see the Udasinavat, Dandavat. Dandavat means like a danda. So that is Dandavat. So Udasinavat. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Udasinavat means he is like Udasina, means doesn't have, appears to be neutral. But in 9th chapter itself, he contradicts it. Ananyas chindyendo maam ejano parivasate tesha nithya piyuktanam yogakshema vahamyaham. So yogakshema vahamyaham means I have a little bit of partiality towards my devotees. Means like. So even Krishna says that even though I am udasinavad, but he is not literally udasinavad, but he also act out of that. Similarly, even a devotee, even a gunatita, udasinavat, he also udasinavat in the sense it is udasinavat for the material things. But for spiritual things, he is not udasin. He is very active. He is ready to do anything for the Lord. So for Lord and the devotee, when they come together, they are not udasin for each other. But for everyone else, they are udasin. But for amongst them, they are fully active. Anil, it's Samalostramscha Kanjana, that is again in 6th chapter also, for the when he is explaining about the yoga rutha, there also he speaks, and here also it comes. Means that the details means, Gunatita, it is there in the 14th chapter, you can read it. So we don't go to know the details of how the conduct has been described. So then the third question Krishna answers is, Kadam Adivarteyat, means how can I cross over or how can I overcome these modes? He says, Mamchayo Vibicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samadhi Taitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate ಮಾಂಚಯೋ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ದ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಓವರ್ಕಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಅವರ್ ಓನ್ ಎಂಡೆವರ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮಾಂಚ ಯೋ ಆ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಟೂ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೆ ಚ ಸೊ ವಿಶ್ವಚಕ್ರ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಸೇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ನೋಸ್ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರಿಣಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರೊಸ್ಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರ್ತಿ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲಾಯಲ್ ಸೊ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರಣೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಲಾಯಲ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಸೊ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಟು ಹೂಮ್ ಟು ವಾಟ್ ಸೊ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮಿಕ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕರ್ಮ ಅಷ್ಟಾಂಗ ಯೋಗ ಹಠಯೋಗ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಸರ್ವೀಸ್ ನೋ ಕಾಂಪ್ರಮೈಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸೊ ಅನಂತರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೋ ಟು ಅದರ್ ಡೆಮಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಏನೋ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಮೇ ಸೇ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಓಕೆ ಯಾರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೈಡ್ ಬೈ ಲೈಕ್ ನೋ ಮೈ ಗಣೇಶ್ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಡೆಮಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಪಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ನೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಲೂಸಿವ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಟಿಂಚ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕರ್ಮ ಆರ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೇ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣೋ ಹಿ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಹಂ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಮೈ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೈನ್ ದಟ್ ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಭೂತ ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆನಿ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಗೀತಾ ಹಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾತ್ಮ ನ ಶೋಚತಿ ನ ಕಾಂಕ್ಷತಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಇನ್ 18th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಇನ್ 5th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತ ಸೊ ಹಿ ವೆನ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಗುಣಾತೀತ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಚುವೇಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತ ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಏದರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂತ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಜೀವಭೂತ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ದಿಸ್ Buddha means also ghost and all those things are also there. So we have to see that means how we overcome this gunas, gunatita is only way is devotional service. And it is well, you know, means everybody knows, there is no doubt, whoever is sitting in this class knows that devotional service is the only way of it. But we also know it is so easy. There are so many difficulties, so many stumbling blocks comes in that. So if you want to come to that stage of Gunadita, you need to have a steady devotional service. Steady, steady means, so which Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur, while explaining, he speaks that, you know, so Rupa Goswami in Bhaktira Samrata Sindhu explains that, you know, Adho Shraddha, Tadho Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya, Anartya Nivritti Syat, then Tadha, Nishta. So Vishnu Chakra Thakur, while explaining this bhajana kriya and then anartha nivritti and nishta, he combines these three and says that the bhajana kriya he splits into two. He says that there is anishtida bhajana kriya, then nishtida bhajana kriya. There are two types of bhajana kriyas. Means. So we are discussing about how we can practice devotional service to overcome these modes of nature. So there, he quotes from Srimad Bhagavadam, you know, that Srinodam Sogata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Kridiyantyasto hi abhadrani vidunodi sukrutsata. So he says, Anishtida Bhajana Kriya. Why he is breaking it into two means, Anishtida Bhajana Kriya and Nishtida Bhajana Kriya and Bichme means in between he is sandwiching Anarthanivritti. So based on these three verses, you know, continuous verses, Srinodam Sogata Krishna. So by hearing and chanting Srinodam Sogata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Sravana and Kirtana, your devotional service just started beginning it. So in that stage, it is not stable. It is still has like, you know, it goes up and down. So we all faces that in our own devotional service. Sometimes we are very enthusiastic, sometimes not very enthusiastic. Many people come and go from devotional service. Somebody takes very slowly. So we have difficulty. So that is the first stage of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. So when the Anishtita Bhajana Kriya means you are like, you know, practicing it, along with that, the Anartha Nivritti also start. That is that Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidhinoti. Vidhinoti Abhadrani means it removes. When you start practicing in such a way that your anarthas in the heart become slowly, slowly goes away. And then he quotes the next verse. Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloge Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. There he defines what is a steady devotional service. Nishta. Says, Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu. So, he says not Nashta Prayeshu. Prayeshu means not completely, something is still left. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. So it is not that you are completely, you are free from Anartha Nivritti. There are still some Anarthas are there, you know. But most of the Anarthas are being cleared. So Acharya Vishwanathagura says that this is basically the Anarthas coming out of offenses. Offenses to Vaishnavas. So that has deep-rooted anarthas, which is so easily doesn't go. That will slowly go means even at bhava stage you will be able to. Means once you come to that bhava stage, you maybe get completely rid of it. They give Jiva Swami give the example of like Jada Bharad and all those devotees from the various scriptures where they, even though they are practicing nicely, there is some obstacles even at the later stage. So then it comes to Naishtiki Bhajana Kriya. So Anartha Nivritti almost done, then you are reaching Nishta. So how do you know that we are very steady in the devotional service? There, Naishtiki, Nishtada, very steady devotional service. So Vishwanathagura gives five, like, you know, checks. Whether we are in that steady, have you reached the steady devotional service? So he speaks about, first one is Laya. You know, that itself is sufficient for us to check our steadiness. Laya means sleep. You know, when you are doing devotion, like, you know, Haribhajan means Kirtana, Smarana, Sravana, you fall asleep. So he says, you know, means Kirtana, then Japa, and then Smarana. So it is in the order. You know, can you imagine somebody sleeping in a Kirtana, means where is loud Kirtana? But Japa, we are all familiar. Smaranam is okay, still on a higher level means. So the people, if when they are still feeling sleepy when Harikatha is going on, you know, Hari Kirtan is going on, you can understand still there is some anarthas or conditioning is still left with us. We need to struggle for that, overcome that. Then he says Vikshepa. Vikshepa is distraction. You know, a couple of weeks back, Gauram Prabhu gave a beautiful class on how distraction leads to destruction. And he spoke about three reasons for distraction. First one was conflict. Conflict among the devotees. Then comfort. Looking for comfort. And third one is the sense enjoyment. So conflict itself is a big thing for us. You know, every day we have someone conflicts or other conflicts are there with us. So that is the biggest distraction for us in the practicing sadhana, sadhaka stage. Then third one, he speaks about apratipatti, indifference or disinterest in spiritual practices. Or you can say lack of enthusiasm. So whereas we can see that in the Anishtita Bhajana Kriya, the first characteristics Vishwanathagura says is utsahamayi. Very enthusiastic, means maybe over-enthusiastic. So in the beginning days, we also know that we were very enthusiastic to do many things. But slowly he says, yes, yes, now it's okay. I will think and I will let you know whether I can do it or not. So lack of enthusiasm. And third, Shreya. Shreya means tendency toward bad habits. Means our past impressions and conditioning still bothering us. As I mentioned, it doesn't leave completely so easily. So it keep bothering us, okay. You know, conditioning keep coming. Sometimes it goes, again it comes back. And the last one is rasaswada, means taste for material enjoyment. So a simple test is that, you know, you have option. You have a spiritual satsanga is going on, or you are some favorite movie or cricket match or something is going on. You choose between the two. Means you are still hankering. Yes. Are aaj ke din ne festival rakha. Means the World Cup final is going on, and you are keeping the festival only today. Means, or World Cup football is going on, or something like that. You know, some devotees, they are sitting at home and watching, switching over the TV. Means live temple, also live thoda cricket or football or whatever is there. So means still there is a tinge of attraction for rasaswada. Means enjoy whatever is in this material world. You know. So then when you cross over that, then it comes to tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayasche cheta eter anavitham stitam sattve prasidati. So when you come to the stage of that nishta, when you are overcome these five obstacles, then you come to a stage of shuddha sattva. So when you are in a shuddha sattva stage, when you come to that platform, then we will be able to take proper, practice devotional service properly and take such a decisions. Means for us it is very, very heavy. Forgive somebody, just somebody is coming and telling you forgive him. How can, I am undergoing the pressure, how can you say that? Means easily. So we are not in a position to understand the vision there. As I mentioned, we have a choice of our personal enhancement and the vision of spiritual master. Means, so that surrender is a very tall order thing. Means to surrender means it is so not, it is not so easy. Because we all work with rationality, right? Because we have been trained in such a way that we think logically and ask questions very rationally. So, but in spirituality, it doesn't work in that way. Means you do less analysis of the situations and more surrender. That will help us as a sadhaka to overcome these gunas if you want. If you keep analyzing, see, analysis comes out of what means? It comes out of our confidence or sometimes insecurity, So you need to do analysis. I am not saying that you should not do analysis, but you do to a certain degree. After that you say that there's better surrender. And surrender is painful. It is not so easy, It is very painful. So that pain later gives you, real, is something like avla, Initially, it may be very bitter, but later on it will be sweet. But in the beginning, it's very difficult to understand that. So, there is no other choice of other than surrender in this material world to practice, get out of all these problems. So, choice is ours. How much to surrender, nobody is forcing. Krishna is not forcing us to surrender. So, it is a willingness from our side, how much to do that. So, if we surrender properly, Krishna takes care of it. So, this is my thoughts on this verse. So, any suggestions or any questions on this? So, if you practice devotional service together, in this, we have so many free association is getting here. If you take the best use of it, we can also cross over this effect of these modes of nature and we can also become gunatita. Any comments or suggestions or questions? Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.